You see this bullshit here with Dog the Bounty Hunter? Well, I got a few minutes to spare. I told y'all, the reason I canceled The Man back in my college days and I was an avid watcher and supporter is because Dog, I found out, was racist. He got exposed to his son, Tucker, who at the time was estranged from the family. He had drug problems and was in and out of jail and stuff. And he was estranged. He was like the prodigal son who he always talked about and always said he wished we would come home and all of this. Well, Dog always got the reputation and understanding from people that he was this Christian guy, family guy who, you know, looked out for everybody. But what I didn't realize at the time, because when they said this, I wasn't sure, but his son made these allegations that Dog was racist. I didn't notice at the time that he's not on the mainland. He's on the island. On the island, you have certain, you have Manoa. You have all kind of different mix of people out there, indigenous people out there on the Hawaiian Islands. Basically, what I'm saying is they're not minority, they're not black. So why you are a bounty hunter, why you work with the criminal justice system, United States Department of Justice, because Hawaii's part of the United States, you don't technically deal or with minority in the sense of African-American, male or female. That's the truth. So when the son came out, Tucker, which was surprising, saying the reason I don't mess with my dad is for a lot of reasons, but everybody thinks this is great guy, this Christian guy, this family guy. But as we speak in this moment, he's literally holding me estranged, even though I'm trying to make amends and come back home. Like he keeps saying in the show, he wants me to come home. I'm trying to come home, but he won't accept me because of my black girlfriend. Not only did he say that, but he released the voicemail or two that Dog left on his voicemail talking about that nigga, she's a nigga, literally just violating just derogatory words. I said, oh wow, I was disappointed, and I canceled Dog after that. Did not look back on Dog the Bounty Hunter until Beth was passing, because I always liked Beth. I was like, her as a matriarch of the family, keeping everybody together. I like the blended family. I like how she just loved Dog and all his ways, and she just always kept the family together. And then shortly after Beth passed, he was trying to marry a woman who looked like Beth, and the kids wasn't jacking it. His kids with other women, and the kids that he had with her corporately, because they all loved Beth, from my understanding. And now in the news, I see here that he said he was going to get married recently, but then I heard that the two daughters of his wasn't invited. I said, oh boy, here we go. When he was going to marry the other woman that looked like Beth, there were some children that wasn't with it either, okay? But it says that Dog the Bounty Hunter's daughter says that the reason why her dad is not inviting her to the wedding and the reason why they have problems now is, now this is his daughter that he had with the late Beth Chapman, okay? But she says because her support for BLM or BLM support led to the rift with dad, and she accuses him of bigotry. So now you have a second child coming out in the media accusing their dad of simply being racist and also excommunicating their child, even though the child wants to be a part of their life for certain reasons, okay? So it says Dog the Bounty Hunter, this is TMZ, let his daughter's passion for racial equality and BLM sink their relationship. At least that's what she's claiming, but Dog is pushing back, claiming that she's brainwashed. Her name is Bonnie Chapman. Again, she's a biological daughter of Dog and the late Beth. Okay, and she believes that when she continued to work with the network Unleashed TV, a network that canned her dad last year, and has a show that she works with called Unleashed. Dog got a show that had a show got called Unleashed, but she's working with a show called The System, in which Bonnie and Cecily is the other biological daughter between, Cecily I think is Beth's daughter from previous relationship, but it just says they still work on the UTV show, on their own show called The System, which focuses, so their show, the two daughters show focuses on racial justice and supporting Black Lives Matter, which she claims really grinds Dog's ears. She also alleges Dog has called BLM protesters thugs and other derogatory terms. Bonnie says her passion and support for equality for all is her way of keeping her mom's legacy alive. She says Beth always spoke up when she saw someone being wrong. Dog, for his part, says Bonnie's allegations of Bahima false and nothing but misguided attempt to derail his and his fiance's wedding. Dog, no. You know, with this smoke, there's fire, honey. And this is your child. This is your second child that came from your loins, bro. That somebody birthed them for you. And they're coming out saying that their relationships with you are hindered, not necessarily because they don't want to be there. It seems like you accepted Tucker and his drug addictions. You accepted him and his in and out of jail situations. But it just seems like once you got with that minority woman, specifically an African-American woman, when he was coming back home and tell you, this is my life, I'm cheating, I want to come home. And also, I met somebody new, I'm in love with her, she's my girlfriend. By this time, I don't know if they're still together. I don't know if they had children at the time. All I know is Dolga said, none of it. I don't want none of it. Now you're sitting there excommunicating your children because they're supporting Black Lives Matter movement and justice for all. So you never was that Christian person. Do you even believe that God is for blacks at all? You know, some people, just because you're Christian and you're racist, don't mean that you believe that God is for everybody, you know. So when it comes to his mindset, you know, I don't know. You know, so the stepmother, supposed on the way to be stepmother, says, Bonnie, first I'd like to say that you're, first I, you know, and I could, Beth rolling in her fucking grave. Beth is rolling in her grave. You hear me? Bonnie, she says to her, first I'd like to say that playing dumb does not suit you at all. You're way, way smarter than that. And Cicely's statement is absolutely incorrect. We love how the two of you in different ways are like your mom. Whoa, shots fired, fuck you talking about my late moms at all. Don't even bring her up, bruh. You got a problem, you got a problem. Do not be talking about my moms, alone, my moms that passed away. Then you got the nerve to talk about that. We just like her. Yeah, yeah, bitch. Good, bad, bad and good. Anything about her, bitch. Yeah. What's wrong with being like a Beth, bruh? I didn't hear nothing bad about it yet. Not saying she was perfect because nobody was, but what about it? So you're saying you're just like your mom, okay? So basically, she's playing dumb, doesn't suit her. You're way, way smarter. Cicely's statement is absolutely incorrect. We love how the two of you are in different ways are like your mom. So that's a shot at Beth. That's disgusting. Little whack ass. Woo! Well, let me get started. It says, so let's not be around the bush. You and Cicely both know you haven't been invited to the wedding because you're living under the roof. You're living under the same roof with the people who stabbed him in the back, meaning this television company, whoever they're working with for this show. The system, that's the people that stabbed him in the back, robbed, lied, manipulated, smeared his name, and tried to ruin his career. You and Cicely have chosen to align yourselves with this, and my job is to at all costs protect your dad. Bitch, you sound like you just running for dick, and you sound like you're looking for money, and you sound like you're trying to get clout, like I'm Dog the Bounty Hunter's wife after Beth. Bitch, sit the fuck down, have a seat, suck several dicks. How about that on behalf of Beth? Hello, can I get a clap? Women around the world, we ain't got time for that bullshit here. How you talking to people's daughters like that? Who you talking to? That's what I talk about with people, when people be getting with new people. People be getting with new people that is not even the parent of the child. Fine, you're not with them anymore, you moved on. Look at this shit you're tolerating to the point that your relationship with your children about to get strained because of pussy. A bitch to lay next to in the bed because you need a body in the bed at night, keep you warm, dog. This is disgusting, bro. You have other children too, ain't nobody even know how to fuck, what's his name, the other brothers feel about it, because there's a bunch of these kids. This is what they're saying, okay? But in the meantime, before she spoke out and said this about you, y'all was more then willing, you and your so-called new bitch was more than ready to get up there and say, they not invited to the wedding. Proudly, too. Like, that shit even looks good. Like, they even sound good. Like, so basically, they lost a mother. Whether they was biological mother or not, all those children, whether they were biological hers or not, lost a mother. And now you're going to replace, the family's already broken. They're going to replace them with, you tried already. The family was jacking it. You found somebody new. You said something about, he said something about the Lord would want it that way, so he's comfortable about it. Dead ass, he was going to do it right after Beth passed. You know how some people move that like that anyway. Okay, now the bitch done came in here. Are you ready to just, the whole family for somebody? Come on, then. Trying to tell you. Now go ahead and get married if you love him. That's shun marriage. I'm just saying, it's amazing. I'd be rolling in my fucking grave. The fuck do I think he is? I hope she home every night. Come through, Beth, with the, ooh, you bitch ass nigga. Gonna haunt his ass. Lastly, it says here in this article, don't she have a lot of nerve addressing a child like that? This the daughter that shared that text, and it just says, he goes on to say she and Cicely are being groomed by unscrupulous former associates of his, guys he tracked down, and they'd allegedly jumped bail, and he suggests they're up to no good now. He ends with this, please pray for Bonnie and Cicely to be released from whatever hold these people have on them, adding, despite the sadness we feel at this rift in our family, Francie and I are looking forward to celebrating our wedding next week with the rest of our family and close friends. Child, listen. At the end of the day, that's your child. You know. So basically, they're not included in your new family. What is this happens to parents and children? I guess the same thing that happens to siblings. Just because you siblings, you don't like each other. Hey, this is a whole kind of story. Sibling rivalry is real. Things of that nature. You know, this is sad. This is very sad. They said you're not invited. They don't even think you, just because they're not, just if they was invited, I don't even think that means they would have shut down the invite. I think they would have dead went. I just feel like the fact that you just, well, you can't even come because you're with dumb. Okay. At what point as a parent, even if you feel betrayed by a child, even if that's what you, dog, I just know that you're a racist, bro. I don't give a fuck what you're saying about your daughters, bro. I heard you back then, man. I fucking heard. They canceled you. They canceled you. A&E or whatever. They canceled you. You was canned for so long. You didn't come back out for a long time. You had to really shed that skin. That snake ass skin that people seen that you was. And you came back out again. But right around the time you came out again, Beth passed. Then you didn't have nothing left. Because right on Beth passed, you were supposed to come with the season 2. Things didn't work out that great. Y'all only documented how she was getting ready to pass. Now you, the other show you're going to get, they canned you. Not only because of that, but supposedly they said they canned them because of derogatory epithet. You know what they say here? See? It says right here, Bonnie tells us Francie is referring to Dog's canceled reality series Unleashed, which mysteriously got cut short earlier this year. Bonnie claims her dad got the boot over racial, homophobic epithets he allegedly used, which she says led to the company terminating his contract with him. So even when you fucked up the contract, you fucked it up yourself with your own mouth. Same way you fucked the relationship with Tucker because your own fucking mouth. Now you got two daughters you about to ask because of your damn mouth. People don't take accountability for themselves. This is what I'm talking about when people be stuck in their ways and they grown. He's a ratchet. That's what my mom, what you call ratchet, but he grown and ratchet. So ratchet, he's sitting there stuck in his ways. And me and Francine, who the fuck is Francie, bro? Francie ain't do shit with you. She ain't built not $1, not one empire you had, bro. She ain't even part of nothing. She ain't nothing. Hey, just another blonde-haired woman that you like, because certainly you got a type. And on that note, y'all, what's going on? I know Beth's rolling her grave, but Beth, I got you. You know, she's going to hit the hand fan for him. And you'll realize later, you know. Realize later. Look at her, Francie and dog. Francie, you washed. Beth was just, I don't care what, I don't care how thick or small Beth got. Like, I just always love Beth. You're no Beth, bruh. Fucking wannabe fake-ass Beth. You are no Beth, bruh. And the ones that's coming to support the children, I think it's out of respect for dog. Because they're probably not caught up in it. They probably just want the best for everybody. And probably just see that's still their dad. I know when he was about to fuck up with that first bitch. Even I can't remember the son's name. Leland. I had the biggest crush on Leland. Even Leland was like, you could tell from what he was posting and what he was saying. But he was still going to try to support it. But he didn't like that bitch. You know. And on that note, y'all was calling to. I'll see y'all next time. Mwah.